tomorrow, many Michiganders will grab some Thanksgiving leftovers for lunch and settle in for the annual Michigan-Ohio State football game. The Buckeyes visit the Wolverines in Ann Arbor at noon. Angelique Shengelis covers University of Michigan football for the Detroit News, and she joins me now. Hi, Angelique.
Doug, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. You tweeted this week, Angelique, best week of the year, the game, along with a photo of the statue of legendary Michigan coach Bo Schembechler in Ann Arbor. What are your favorite things about this Michigan-Ohio State rivalry?
I mean, everything. I'm completely sincere when I say that. I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio. I grew up a big Ohio State fan. For me, it's being that little kid growing up in a family, and my father was a big Ohio State fan, and I wrote last year that I do. I think about him every time I see Script Ohio, and it doesn't change the way I cover the teams. I feel completely unattached in the sense of being a fan, but I am a fan of this rivalry, and I always have been, and I just absolutely adore this week.
Do you have a favorite memory from games either that you've covered or you remember watching before you were a reporter?
Well, I mean, the 97 game was unbelievable at Michigan Stadium. I mean, capped Michigan's unbeaten year, and being on the field, it was just totally engulfed by fans. It was suffocating almost. It was like, wow, I mean, this celebration. There were so many games in the 90s, but 97 definitely stands out.
And since the 1990s, things haven't gone so well for Michigan. Ohio State's won 16 of the last 18 matchups. The last time Michigan won was in 2011. Teams change from year to year, but why hasn't Michigan been able to crack the code lately?
Well, I mean, it's the question, and Ohio State had a great string of coaches there. And for Michigan, there's been turnover. After Lloyd Carr, it was Rich Rodriguez. And then you bring Brady Hoke in, and you get the one win against Ohio State. And here's Jim Harbaugh in year five. He hasn't beaten the Buckeyes. Last year was an abomination. I mean, 62-39, and Michigan really, I hate this cliche, but they really did lay an egg.
It's the rare moment where you can say 62-39 and it didn't feel that close.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
Michigan's record is 9-2 this season. They've been averaging more than 40 points a game in a four-game winning streak coming into the big game this weekend. What have the Wolverines been doing well during these last few games?
They've been protecting the ball. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing, Doug. Shea Patterson's been really a hot quarterback the last couple games. He's been the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week the last 2 weeks. He's thrown 9 touchdowns, 750 yards. The margin of error is zero for Michigan going into this Ohio State game. I mean, they have to be balanced. They can't just rely on the pass like they did at Indiana. They have to be balanced. Time will tell. We'll see tomorrow.
Ohio State's undefeated, 11-0 on the season, mm-hmm. ranked number 2 in the country, already the Big Ten East champions. For people who haven't been following Ohio State from here in Michigan, give us a couple of players to keep an eye on Saturday.
I will say Chase Young, and Chase Young. I mean, he's just a great defensive player. I mean, he has, almost, I think, 17 sacks this year, and that's missing 2 games for a suspension. You've got to talk about Justin Fields, their quarterback, transferred from Georgia. He's brought 33 touchdowns and 1 interception. They really don't have any weaknesses, but the guys that Michigan will be focusing on are Chase Young and Justin Fields, absolutely.
Ohio State's playing with hopes of securing a spot in the college football playoff and winning a national title. Michigan's been eliminated in the race for the Big Ten conference title. What does a win or a loss mean for Michigan's bowl hopes?
It really depends on the type of win and what Ohio State does in the Big Ten championship game. If Ohio State wins that game and is still eligible and one of the 4 teams that goes to the playoff, a Michigan team with 10 wins could possibly get into the Rose Bowl. Right now you see most of the projections have Michigan in the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville or the Holiday Bowl. But Michigan hasn't been to the Rose Bowl since Lloyd Carr was head coach. So if they can beat Ohio State tomorrow, that would be a really, really nice send-off for this team.
Okay, Angelique, prediction time. Who wins tomorrow, Michigan or Ohio State?
I don't have a score yet for you, Doug. I'm still thinking about it. I'll think about it up until game time. But I do think Ohio State wins again.
Angelique Shengelis writes about University of Michigan football for the Detroit News. Angelique, thanks a lot.
Doug, thank you. I hope all your listeners had a great Thanksgiving and enjoy the game.
And you know it's a big football game when public radio stations start making bets. Michigan Radio and WOSU Public Media in Columbus have a friendly wager going. If Michigan wins, WOSU will provide our staff with Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams. If Ohio State wins, we'll send them lunch from Ann Arbor's famous deli, Zingerman's. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.